Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey. It's okay. Babes, it's okay. You don't have to be scared. I'm here. Just come here, come. Hug me. Yeah, I'll explain everything that's going on. Worry. You just woke up. Good morning. Where are we? Well, maybe it's better if you had to look for yourself. Look outside the window. Hey, babes, it's okay. It's okay. We're not on Earth anymore. We're in the Fathership. Look, if you calm down, I can explain. First of all, you have to know that I love you. I have always loved you since the moment I met you. Okay? And the way I am is really me. And this is how I look. It's not any different from how you met me and how you fell in love with me. This is really me, the real me. But here comes the tricky part. I'm not a human. I know. Look, let me explain, please. I know this is difficult, but look, let's start with the very beginning. The moon landing, you know, back in the day, that wasn't the first time humans got on the moon. It was fake, even. It was a disguise. Let me explain. It's around 300 years ago, humans started exploring space. But that was very, very classified. The government then wasn't really... It was different, but the government wasn't just the government in one country. It was around the world. It was the leaders of all nations coming together and forming their own government. They called it the Pillars of the World, and there were about 50 of them. Well, I suppose that some of them represented different territories apart from their own, but it really doesn't matter. They were the founders of a very special mission. We knew the Earth was dying back then, and that one day everything would collapse, everything we know. So they started to develop star projects, they called it. And they were meant to reach the stars, in a way. Look, technology back then, it was primitive, but they found ways. And they found me. they don't have to worry about how they got into space back in the days, but I am a life form that's about 98% that of a human being, but I'm not. That's why I look like you. That's why I talk like you. I behave like you. I feel like a human, but I'm not. I am what you would call an alien, but you are what I would call an alien. We are both alien to each other. But I've been blending in your existence for a while, and it all started back when I was first discovered by the humans, and they thought that humans arrived in space before them hundreds of years earlier, but that wasn't the case. I wasn't a human. I was lost. I was where I shouldn't be, on a different star, and I led them to my people. Well, I guess you could say that I am about 400 years old, but that's in human years. I'm actually about 19. So, I'm not some kind of old guy. Look, they discovered our species and we made deals. What happened is, some of us got to leave for Earth, and some humans stayed with us, and we taught each other our own ways, and we built upon each other's discoveries. For example, the humans had gravity figured out, and we didn't. But then again, hyperdrive. That's something we invented, and humans had no idea how to travel efficiently through space, so this must be so confusing for you. I'm so sorry. I was sent to Earth around 200 years ago, but I missed my family, so I went back to where I came from. But then something happened to my people. The humans, they didn't need us anymore because we got them up to date with our technology, and they thought of us as a threat. So what happened is what you would call genocide on my people, but that happened around 30 years ago. I was traveling back from Earth when that happened. At first, I was angry at the humans for taking away everything I loved, but then I realized I had to find a mate, because I am the last one of my species, and I carry our legacy inside of myself. I need to bring back my people. Look, it's not only about me, it's about the humans as well. You guys have no idea what is about to happen to your planet in about 100 years. I carry the knowledge, the technology, and the advancement of my whole species, and I need someone to bear children with. So my people can exist once again. I know it sounds sci-fi and unreal to you, but I was looking for a mate to have children with, and I met you, and I love you. I'm sorry, I had to kidnap you. I really am, but I really don't have another choice. Everything I love has been taken from me, and everything I love has been replaced by you. As I said before, I truly love you, but this is something I have to do. I owe it to my people. Babes, look at me. This is hard for me. I don't want you to force anything, but you might be the last hope of my people and your people as well. The humans need the help they can get from space, or else they will destroy themselves. We need to form generations. Even if it's only 3 or 4, we need to build a family that can help the humans evacuate eventually. We can even live amongst the humans if we want to. I can bring you back, but we need to do it now. We need to have children that have my ability to live longer, become better, become smarter in the ways of technology. It's hard to explain, but I'm trying my best here. It's all very confusing for me as well. Look, I want my family back. I lost so much, and I want it back. And you're the only one that can give me that specifically. It's very simple. You just have to give birth to my children in order for my species to come back to life. Don't worry, they will still be half human and they will look alright. They will carry our genes, but they will be a bit different than the human children of Earth. They will be smarter, and they will be capable of doing extraordinary things. Babes, there's no easy way to tell you this, all of this, and I know you need time to process what is happening, but we don't have the time. We need to start right now. I love you. That's all that matters. I love you, and I'd do anything for you. But this is something I have to do for myself and for my people. Do you trust me? Please. Okay. I love you so much. would happen now if you were to be okay with it. I would impregnate you. But it's not sperm like a human. That's why we never had sex before. I just couldn't give myself away. I know it might seem silly to you, but we don't come. Well, we finish, but we don't produce seed. We produce eggs. I know this is shocking, but that's the truth. We lay eggs, and the eggs they stay inside of bodies for about 10 to 12 months, just like a normal pregnancy, but a bit longer. And you know, there will be multiple babies, and they will all be non-related. They are completely ours, of course, and they carry our DNA, but it's not like they're brothers and sisters. I don't know, it's just not like that. So eventually they will reproduce and my species will be saved. I know it's a bit freakish, but trust me, it won't feel bad. It won't hurt you. You'll just feel like you're carrying a baby, but it'll feel like warm stones are inside of you. Warm stones that will vibrate and kick and make twists and turns every once in a while. It will feel like something is living inside of you. And I mean, the best way to explain it is you will feel like you're having orgasms, but inside of your belly. It will feel really good, and during these months you will feel nothing but happiness, euphoria even. Look, it's not anything normal. I'm not saying it is. The thing is, we lay eggs, and they don't even get nestled inside of the right parts of the reproductive organ of the body. Baby, it doesn't really matter if our mates are boys or girls, male or female. It doesn't matter. It doesn't work like that. The eggs, they rest inside of a new body part that you didn't have before. It's not like you have to be female in order to have my eggs. You know, gender, it doesn't really matter. So it's not that the eggs need a mother or a father in particular. It can be anything. And that's why I fell in love with you. Yeah, I know that you're a gender. I know that, but your parts, they don't matter as long as I can fill you up with my eggs. Please. give you my children. I promise it will feel amazing. And it won't hurt at all. It might just feel a little big and heavy. But the eggs themselves, they fit through, you know. They won't have any trouble entering your body. They will just find a place to settle. And they will start growing a bit. And eventually, they will hatch and you will give birth to 3 or 4 beautiful children that will be completely yours and mine. I promise. They will look like us. Just like normal babies even, but they will have my DNA a bit more. And they will be capable of doing extraordinary things. Like I told you before. Baby, I love you. And you have to trust me on this one. Okay. Do you trust me? Okay. I love you. Let's get those close up, shall we? Think about it. I bet you've never seen an alien cock before. I know it's bigger than a normal boy's penis, but I promise it will fit without any doubt. We produce our own lube. But let's not talk about the embarrassing stuff too much. You'll feel what I mean. It will just slide in very easily. And it will lock itself in place at a certain point. And that's when the eggs will be. You know, you'll feel all of it yourself. I really don't need to explain it. I promise it will feel amazing. Okay? I'm gonna put myself inside of you now. You might as well try to enjoy it. I promise it's gonna be the best sex you've ever had or ever will have. Yeah, it's inside. All of it. How does it feel, baby? Good. Look at your face. I told you so. Just tell me when it hurts, okay? I love you. The eggs, they will feel very, very hot when they first enter, but give it a couple of seconds to settle, okay? It will feel amazing. I'm close to doing it, you know? I'm close to bringing them inside of you. There's no turning back after this, baby. Are you sure? Are you sure about having my children? Okay. The last one. Can you feel it? How does it feel? Are they shaking? That's good. They are settling. Feels really good for you. That's good. What? You want me to keep fucking you while it happens? You seem a bit in heat there, babes. I didn't know it would feel that good. Okay, I'll put myself back inside, okay? The eggs, it's normal for them to make you feel that way. It's okay to scream, nobody will hear you. It feels really good, doesn't it? It's okay, babes, it's okay. You're just experiencing multiple orgasms at this point, about two every second. I love you. It's okay, it'll be over soon, I promise. I'm gonna pull out. Okay. Baby, it's okay. I know it feels strange, and I know it feels very confusing to be still coming and stuff, but they will settle. They're just shaking and vibrating inside of you, but it's okay. They're adjusting to their new home. You're doing great. I'm so proud of you. You're doing such a good job. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Your belly, it's growing bigger. Look. Can I feel it? Please? Can I put my hand on your... must be feeling very full. Are they heavy? Good. That's normal. That's great. They're probably very healthy. I'm so proud of you, babes. I'm so... so proud of you. You did so well. I think your belly is just as beautiful as before. It's just a little rounder now. It looks like you're about 3 months pregnant. It looks great. Are you still experiencing orgasms and stuff? Oh, okay, they've probably settled. That's good. Well, the eggs, they will release hormones over the span of your whole pregnancy. They will make you feel happy. Very, very happy. Gonna be parents, you and I. Isn't that amazing? I love you. Can I please put my ear on your belly? I wanna listen if I can hear their heartbeats. I can hear it. I can feel life inside of you. It's incredible. I can't possibly explain to you how happy that makes me feel. I'm gonna bring back my species. I'm gonna bring them back. And most importantly, I'll be a father. Thank you, babes. Thank you so much. I love you. And we're gonna be great parents. I believe in us. Now, if I may, I would like to show you around. In the fathership. Yeah, this is all mine, remember? I kind of inherited everything that my species built. Maybe I can show you my planet. Yeah. I have a whole planet to share with you. Would you like to see it? Good. I'll take you there. Okay. But you have to promise to take it easy. I imagine you're a bit exhausted. Maybe we need to delay that trip to my planet a bit. You need to rest. But don't worry, I'll be here for you. You can fall asleep in my arms. I'll take care of you. I promise. I'll do anything to keep you safe and warm. Come here. I'm so, so proud of you.